This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
With snow in the forecast, it is important to be prepped for winter weather. Be sure to stay updated on weather forecasts from a reliable source. Have emergency supplies for your home and vehicle always stocked. Keep your gas tank at least half full. Be sure to replenish fuel for home heating sources, and check those smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. You can find these tips and more on Ready Wisconsin's Facebook page. Wednesday, December 17th, from 2 to 3:30 p.m., there's an adult puzzle challenge at the Park Falls Public Library. This will feature two-person teams, with each team receiving the same 300-piece puzzle and given 1 hour to finish it. You can sign up at the circulation desk, and you must be 18 or older. There is a limit of 10 teams, with first place winning a $40 certificate to Fifield Grocery. That's $20 for each team member. Second place team winning a $30 certificate to Super One. And the third place team winning a $20 Amazon gift card. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, December 17th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library. Firearm hunting season has opened in Wisconsin, and the DNR has some warnings for hunters. Isabella Nieto has more.
The State Department of Natural Resources is warning hunters that tree stand-related incidents are among the leading causes of hunting injuries each year. DNR and Aspirus Health are teaming up to remind hunters to practice safety as they head out to harvest deer. Falls from heights over 10 feet, which is common with most tree stands, can result in more serious trauma. Hunters should use tree straps and wear safety harnesses, check their gear for any wear and tear, and use haul lines to lift equipment safely. Wisconsin's 2025 gun deer season opens on Saturday, November 22nd, and runs through Sunday, November 30th. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
It's getting to the time of year where frozen pipes can be a threat. When temperatures drop, water pipes in your home can freeze and potentially burst, causing costly water damage and disruption. Some vulnerable pipes include pipes in unheated areas, such as basements, garages, or crawl spaces, pipes along exterior walls with little insulation, exposed boiler pipes, and outdoor faucets. Before freezing temperatures hit, be sure to know the location of your water shutoff valves, disconnect, drain, and store outdoor hoses, and shut off indoor valves to hose bibs and leave exterior valves open, seal cracks or gaps where cold air can access your home around or near water pipes, and schedule routine boiler maintenance to prevent potential issues, and during cold weather, open kitchen and bathroom cabinets to allow warm air to circulate, be sure to move all chemicals out of reach, let cold water drip or trickle from faucets on the exterior walls of your home, maintain a consistent thermostat setting even at night, and if you're away, keep your heat at 55 degrees or higher, and be sure to keep your garage doors closed if pipes run through the garage. If you do suspect frozen pipes, turn off water at the shutoff valves. Apply heat gradually to an area where the pipe is frozen using a hairdryer, a heating pad, a space heater, or warm water. Don't leave space heaters unattended or use open flames to thaw the pipes. And if you cannot locate or access the frozen pipe, or if the problem persists, call a professional plumber. You can find these tips and more on Price County Health and Human Services Facebook page. Saturday, December 6th, from 12 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., it's Christmas with the Phillips Children's Museum. This will feature pictures of Santa from 2 to 4 p.m., Christmas music, food, shopping with vendors, fun and excitement, and even a parade starting at 6 p.m. Once again, this is taking place December 6th from noon to 5:30 p.m. at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Gas prices have dropped again. Melissa Kay has more.
Average gas prices fell 4.2 cents over the last week for an average of $2.73 across the state. This is 9.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 12 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the Great Lakes region could see prices continue to decline at the pump as refinery maintenance is wrapping up. The broader outlook is also promising with oil prices dipping below $60 per barrel. Prices could decline further in many states in the weeks ahead as we head into the holidays.
I'm Austin Brumaine, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers head to Detroit to face the Lions on Thanksgiving. Kickoff at Ford Field at noon Thursday. We learned that quarterback Jordan Love is dealing with a separated left shoulder, an AC joint sprain he suffered last week against the Giants. Is that why he was only handing off the ball with his right hand against the Vikings?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it didn't affect me too much. You know, took a couple hits on it, but was fine for the most part. And yeah.
NBA, the Bucks losing at home last night to Portland, 115-103. It's their fifth loss in a row. They play the Heat in Miami tomorrow night. And the Wisconsin Badgers, Mimi Collier, on being the number one pick overall in the Major League Professional Volleyball Draft.
It was so much fun. We're having a little watch party in the locker room right now. The whole staff is there. Some of the girls are there. And it's just been, it's so nice just being surrounded by people that I love and experiencing a moment like this. And it's something I'll never forget.
That's Wisconsin's Mimi Collier with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some rain today that will change to snow by later this afternoon. Our high right around 40. And then the rain changes to all snow tonight into tomorrow. And there could be some heavy snow, 4 to 8 or more inches, with wind and blowing snow likely tonight through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.